Today's shir in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Pei Beis Omud Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Brura in Simen Shin Aleph, the very top of the Omud with Sif Lamed. We've been discussing various things that a person is allowed to carry, wear out on Shabbos without it being over in Issa Daraisa or in Issa Darabon. And we continue with Sif Lamed. The Bechaber says, Mutu Lotzeis Birshus Harabin Bitalis Soviv Hatzavor. The Mechaber is telling us now something which we'll see seems to be a contradiction from what we learned yesterday, that a person is allowed to wear his talis, his cloak, out into the Rishus HaRabim around his neck, wearing it somewhat like a scarf. Now, this is in direct contradistinction to what we learned in yesterday's year, that you can't do this. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah comments on in Siv Katan Kuf Tez Vav. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Ein Zeh Soser LaSif HaKodim. This doesn't contradict what we said in yesterday's year, that you can't wear your talis in that fashion. Because here the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Demayri b'vindino shenagu lots es kein b'chol b'vatehem." Here in this Mishnah, where you say you can wear your talis, so to say, like a scarf, that's where they had the custom of wearing it like a scarf all week long. And therefore, on Shabbos too, according to this version, v'lochein mutar afilu b'mekupol umunach saviv hatzavar. Therefore, even if it's folded up and wrapped around your neck, somewhat like a scarf, you'd be allowed to do that on Shabbos as well. The Derech Malbush Husham, because in these countries where this was done during the weekdays, you can do it on Shabbos as well. V'hukein Sudar, and this is like a regular kerchief or a scarf. Shehiter Shulchan Aruch Lekamen B'Sif Lamed Dalet. And this was permitted, as we'll see when we learn this in Yetz Hashem and tomorrow's share, in Sif Lamed Dalet, and this is brought down in Rogin of Rome and the Tosefah Shabbos. So therefore, here, the Mechaber is telling us, where it's done during the weekdays like this, you can as well do it on Shabbos. As opposed to in yesterday's shir, we said that you can't do this on Shabbos because it wasn't worn that way in the weekday, and therefore if you wear it like that on Shabbos, it's considered carrying. Now, there is a Hagah over here, which we discussed in yesterday's shir, and the Ramah says, Hagah, afal pi shemeniach tzad yomin akseifo, shel smol, even though you're flipping the right side of this onto your left side. The derech lelav shokach, because you're wearing it in this fashion during the weekdays as well. V'lo havi elalis nos v'shari. And it's permitted to do this because this is the way you normally go and wear your clothing, and it's to beautify it, it's to fold it over in a way that makes it look nicer, and therefore it brings down the name of the Beis Yosef. The Ramah says that this is permissible. Now we pointed out yesterday, and the Mishnah Berurah says this over here now, Masha kozav ba'agah, that which we just read in the Ramah, alpha bi v'chule. So as we pointed out yesterday, the right place for this Ramah is actually at the end of Siv Chav Tes, which was the end of yesterday's year, which is where we read it as well. Mekom Mashiach L'Sov Siv Chav Tes, the Chanal, as we've already explained. Because it really is going, yesterday we talked about it, you can fold up your talis in a certain way, and it's still called wearing it, and this Ramah is going on that to explain how you can fold up your talis in a beautiful way, that it's not really being folded, but that's being the normal way that it's beautifully worn. However, as we pointed out yesterday, and here the Mishnah Berurah says it again today, the Vilna Gaon learns this Ramah differently than the way that we just said that it goes on yesterday's shir. The Vilna Gaon learns that it goes on today's shir. And the Vilna Gaon says in the Biar Gra, Mashma Shemafarish, it's understood that he explains this Ramah as follows. The first statement that Machaber made in today's shir, that you can wear your talis around your neck, Saviv Hatzavar, it didn't mean like a scarf. It means, Hainu Sheshneit Sidei Ha'elyon Hayamakubats Umunach Saviv Hatzavar. It means that the top part of it was gathered around your neck. Avol shulel, but the bottom part of it, hatachton, shemeachorel, that's hanging down over your back, hayamishul shol lemata, was hanging down over the bottom. So it's a little bit that you just folded up a little bit of the top around your neck, but most of the talus is still around your body. And that's what the Mechaber is telling us. You can't wear it as a scarf. It's not that in some countries, like the Mishnah Berurah said, they wore it like a scarf. That's why the Mechaber says in those countries you can wear it on Shabbos like a scarf. That's not the way the Vilna Gaon understands the Mechaber. He's understanding the Mechaber saying you can fold it up a little bit, but most of it is still hanging down over your back. And on that, the Ramah says, "Ulazeh siyma Ramah." The Hagav of the Ramah over here is the Afa Pisha Meniach Tzad Yomim Makseifu Shol Smol Gamkin Shari. And he says even if you fold a little bit of the right side over onto the left side, it's permissible as well. Mishum the Derech Lelav Shokach, because that's the normal way that they would wear their talis over here. The Hulis knows, and it makes it look more beautiful on the person's back. According to this, Ulfi Perusho, Shayach Din Zeh Gam B'Medino Seinu, then this is a halacha that applies nowadays as well. This is extant even today. It's not in those Medinas that wear a scarf around their, a talus around their neck like a scarf. That doesn't apply nowadays. Nobody wears that. And therefore, he's saying this din, as understood by the Bir Agro, applies even nowadays. And you can see further on this in the Bir Halacha. The Chavetz Chaim writes in Dibra Maskel, but talus soviv hatzavar. He says, Ayin the Prima Gadim Shesorah. The Prima Gadim points out, Dia also bishvil hatzitzis, as I pointed out yesterday, that you can't wear a talis even in the fashion over here that it's permissible if you're wearing it around your neck because the tzitzis are a problem. Dafilu nomar the derech levishu, even if you're going to say that wearing it is okay, mikomokom eino chayiv betzitzis ba'alichazu, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of a dalit kanfos, a beged in this fashion, dehu eino atuk susaguf, because it's not being worn on your body, and a dalit kanfos has to be worn on your body. Vavia tzitzis masoin, in this situation, the tzitzis on this talis are actually a problem. However, he says, but you could answer this up, he says, not everybody would agree, and you can answer this up by saying that the tzitzis, even if they're not required, are still a beautification of the beged. For example, he says, the dumya delaila, the muta lelech, afal gav sheinu chayiv vos tzitzis. You can wear your talis with tzitzis on it even at nighttime. You don't have to take the tzitzis off, because you could argue that the tzitzis aren't mechuyav, and therefore it's carrying. So he says that that's not correct. And he says, this is Magen Avraham as well, holds like this, and therefore one can make the argument that the Prima Gadim over here is not totally correct. Bottom line is, a person should be very careful about folding up his talis and not wearing it in a way that's not normally the way a person wears his talis, because then it could be a problem of carrying on Shabbos. And certainly if it's a talis that has tzitzis on it, so then you have to be very careful with this for additional reasons as well. Now we go to Sif Lamed Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Hayotze Me'utav Betaliso, the person goes out into the public area wearing his talis. V'kiplo Mikan U'mikan B'yodo O'alakseifo, and he folds some of it over. Either he's holding it in his hands or he's folding it over and it's on his shoulders. So it depends. Im Nisgavin L'kabetz K'nofov K'dei Shelo Yikaru O K'dei Shelo Yislach L'chlu, if his purpose in doing this is that it shouldn't get torn or it shouldn't get dirty, that's why he folded it over and he has it in his hands or on his shoulders, then also then that's not called wearing the talis anymore. That's called carrying the talis, and it would be forbidden. Now, we use the term also over here because we'll see this is only an issa derabbanan, as opposed to yesterday, in certain situations, we said you'd be chayiv, which is an issa deraisa. V'im kiptzol his anos bom. However, if you're doing this to make it look better, as it was the custom in many places, that they would fold the talis in a certain way. People today, when they wear their talis, they fold it over, so then that is mutter, absolutely halachically permissible, because that's called beautifying the way you're wearing it, and that's called wearing it. Then the Mechaber tells us, Vahani mili betaliso shelohem shahayu yiriyah achas mirubas. That is the way they had their talis, and that they were one garment, so to say, and it was folded over in certain ways. Abu b'malbushim didon, but our garments today, kishu lavush behem umotz yodah mitocha, we have them, our hands go through the sleeves. Now again, they're not talking here about a talis gadol necessarily, not talking about a real talis, they're talking about a garment, a cloak of some sort. So our garments over there are today are different than their garments, the Mechaber says. And our hands go through sleeves. They would just wear it like as a cloak, but we have garments with sleeves. Mutu litfos kitsosum biyodo lagbiyum. You are allowed to go and grab a little bit of the garment and pull it up with your hands. That's not called carrying it, even though your purpose is kadesh lo yislachaklu shulov betit, that the bottom part of the garment should not get dirty with mud. Or kadesh lo yakvu lalech, so it shouldn't prevent you from walking. So you're allowed to go pull up the bottom part of the garment. Let's say you're wearing some sort of a cloak with sleeves over here, and you can pull up the bottom part of the garment so it doesn't get dirty or prevent you easily from walking. That's because our garments are different than their garments, which are more like a cloak without really hands and sleeves going through it, and they have a different status. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if cotton kuf tezayin. Hainu, shenotal shnei hakitzavo shelefonav. We're talking here about their cloaks, the first part where we said it's usher. So you take basically the two ends, shelefonav ula achrov, that are in front of you and behind you, litzad yomin, that are on the right side, and you put them together. The chen shel tzad small. And likewise, you do the same thing, the front and the back sides on your left side. Vikiplon, and you fold them together. Vigbiyan ayodo, and you put them on your hand, or al ksefu, or over your shoulder. And this is not allowed. This is also not comparable with Odomi Lesiv Chavtes, where we said the Hossam called Shulei Atalis Shel Achorav Mekupelas Munach Haksefo. There, you're just pulling up the entire back part and raising it by folding it over the top of your shoulders. That was allowed. Masha'en Kein Hocha, here, the Rach Haketzavos Mukpolin. Here, just the end parts are folded over, Umunach Haksefo, and they're hanging over your shoulder in your arm. And therefore, here, Lohochi Raki Suri Ikov Lochiyuva. So here it's an issur d'rabbanan because it's not actually being carried over here, so it's not an issur d'oraisa, but it's not permitted because it's not really in the normal way that you wear it. And he says as well, this is also dependent on what your intention is. If your intention over here is to protect it, so then that's called, in a way, carrying it mi d'rabbanan. However, if this is something that you normally wear this way, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Kuf Yod Zayin, our malbushim today are different. Hatam da'akati nishor olav etzem abeged derek malbush. Even if you'd fold it over in this way, where the ends, the main part of the talus is still being worn by the person, because we have, again, as I said, a different structure of our garments. We have sleeves and we put our hands through it, so it's still being worn by the person. Umashma, the Mishnah Berurah says, ba'achronim, the achronim say over here, the afo pikein ein lo hakel. Even though this is true that our garments are different, the Achronim say that one should not be so lenient over here, Eleba Magbiya Kitsas, only lift it a little bit. Avalo Lagbiya Harde, but don't lift it up a lot, Ulositam Tachas Azro, and so to say, carried underneath your arm. The Nasa Kemarzev. In that situation, it looks like some sort of a tube, and therefore that is not permitted. It's a very interesting Dirshu footnote number 83, where he brings down from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, that if a person folds up his sleeves, he's wearing a long-sleeved shirt, and now he folds it up. So in this situation, Moshe says, very, very interestingly, that Ein lo shum to'eles b'levishasam. This long sleeve part no longer is necessary. You're rolling it up. So all the part that's rolled up over here, it's now essentially making like a short-sleeved shirt. And nechshavim hei masui. But also, let's say it's been Lusha Sarabim. Moshe says you can't go out with your long sleeve shirt rolled up into a short sleeved shirt, because that makes it as the long sleeve part that's rolled up as a masui. However, Rav Nissen Carlos Shlita disagrees, and he says that even if you roll it up, it's not a problem. It's not a masui. Back to the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Yud Ches, he writes, Mashma d'ch'she'enu motzi yodim mitochen, if you didn't put your hands through the sleeves, for example, you have a garment called a mentlik, or this is a garment that women wear, o shul mantel, which is a garment that they would wear apparently in the shuls, and these are various forms of capes, and he says these are the ones shel ashkenazim, which apparently was some sort of an overcoat that they would wear that would cover up both the arms and the hands, and it was especially worn in the shuls. Also lagbiyim, that would not be allowed to be lifted up, the lav derech mabushu, because again, this doesn't really have the sleeves that we were talking about. This is more of a cape, and therefore this is not considered malbush if you'd fold this up and hold it in your hand or put it underneath your arms. Nevertheless, here he says, the only time it's really also to do this is if you're really lifting it up a tremendous amount. But this, to lift it up a little bit so that the bottom part of the cloak or this garment, this cape over here, doesn't get dirty, that's really not a problem. And he brings down in Dirshu foot number 85. If you have a very long talus cotton, and you want to fold up the bottom part of it and stick it into your trousers, so Rav Nissen Carlos Shlita says that that's permissible as well. That's the way people normally wear the talus cotton. And as the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Dadayin Derech Levishu. This is a normal way of wearing things, both here, as we pointed out in the Dirshu footnote, with your talus cotton, as well as with these capes even, that they would lift them up a little bit, and therefore it's allowed. Now we go to Sif Lamed Beis. Hayotze b'mos hatsurim lo b'sedino. The person goes out with money that is wrapped together in his kerchief. Chayav, that's an actual issur d'oraisa of carrying over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Kuf Yotes. The derech otzoi, this is called carrying. V'hu adin kishiyose lechutz b'mos hatsuru lo b'kiso hatochel b'bigdo. And the same thing would apply if you go out with money that is wrapped together inside a pocket of your clothing. However, Avol bibayis otocha eruv, but if it's not a problem of carrying, i.e., you're in your house or you're within an eruv, the leis be mishum isur otzah, where there is no problem over here of carrying, share, it is permitted. Why is it not mukso? We'll have to explain. But ofen amavur lekame, as we'll explain in a moment, that this is a concern over here that the mechaber is telling us about carrying, but it's not a concern about mukso, how you're allowed to have the money on you if it's not a problem of carrying. And the Ramah adds, Hagah, Avol bibayis mutter in tzarech lo. But in the house, you would be allowed to walk like this with this money bundled together either in your kerchief or in your pocket if you need it. We'll explain in a moment what it means if you need it in tzarech lo. V'afilu einon tzurim rak sheheim nukavim. And this is true even if they're not wrapped together in a garment, but they have some sort of a hole in them and you're carrying it in that fashion. And we'll explain what all this means right now in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says the Sivkot and Kuf Chof that you're allowed to go and carry this in your house. It's not a problem of carrying on Shabbos there in that situation. So he says it's not a problem. Lios Lovush Bisodin Azeh. You could wear this kerchief over here in Tzorich Lo La Sodin. If you need this kerchief, and the fact that there's money wrapped up in it is not your concern. You need the kerchief over here, and that's why you're allowed to wear it. The Yesh Omrim, Dahayim Tzorich Lo. Others explain, and this is brought down in the Sharatzion Kuf Mem Vav. In the name of the Prima Godim, according to the Taz, Dahai im tzorech lo, that which we said that he needs it, hainu, sheyare lanicho shelo yavo ligozlo. That you're concerned that if you left this kerchief over here, somebody's going to take it and has money inside of it. So you're taking this kerchief to wear, and you're wearing the kerchief over here. It's not a problem of carrying, but you're doing it to protect from being stolen. But if it was just that you needed to wear a kerchief, then you wouldn't be permitted to go and wear it according to this Yesh Omrim. The Mishnah continues in Sifkot and Kufchav Aleph that we're talking here about money that has a hole in it. Zuhuvim Adumim, it's some sort of a golden coin. Omat Beos Kesef, or silver coins. De'ein alayu shem muktza aydei zeh. Because they have a hole in them, they're a decorative item. And they're no longer considered coins and muktza, but they're considered jewelry. D'roi litloso betzavor bito latachshit. And you could put it on your daughter's neck as a tachshit. They would do this, apparently. They'd string together some coins, and they'd be a beautiful ornament and not any longer valuable as a coin. And he says, "Ayn the bira gosha kosav the zeh koi gam aresha." This as well. This statement over here goes as well on the beginning part of this sif. Ayn b'tzurim b'stino. We're talking about that it was bundled together, wrapped together in your kerchief. Boy gam came in ukovim. We're talking here about coins that also were no longer really coins; they were jewelry. And the taimo, the reasoning is the loyim unukovim. If they weren't in fact perforated and used as jewelry, hayo also latalto gam asodin. Then the entire sodin would be muktza because it would be nasib bosis lamos shetzora besochem erev Shabbos because this would be a basis of davarasa. The sodin, the kerchief over here, would be a base for coins that are muktza. And if this was true, the coins were muktza, then you wouldn't be allowed to move the sodin at all because it's a basis of davarasa, as we've learned already previously. That's why he wants to suggest that even in the beginning part of this sif, it's talking about a scenario where the coins were perforated and therefore were not coins but were jewelry. With that, we conclude today's share.